we have to understand the secret of God. Because what we think God to be is nothing but a mere superstition in our minds. Today, the question God is asking his people, who will ascend? Who will ascend? This is from the book of Psalms 24. Who will ascend? You can see here that the way to anything you ever need is in your ascension. We have to go deeper into the world today, brethren. Praise God. Time is fast spent. God wants you to know certain things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your prayer methods will not work. Your religion will not work. I keep saying it day and day, night and night, that your solution is in your ascension. Jesus Christ said, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, flee to the high mountains. What he meant to say was ascend. He didn't tell you to make a ho 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 shabababa and to shout and to do a night vigil and to cry and to do anything. Ascend. Praise God. Ascend to the high mountain. Ascend into the high mountain. Praise God. That's why the psalmist in Psalm 24 says, who will ascend God's holy mountain? He starts off, let's go to verse 1. The Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that are therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the earth. Now this is something that you cannot know literally as a man. You can only know this thing consciously. We're speaking here of consciousness. Consciousness is speaking about an elevated mindset that I started to listen again and I started to see the reality of the creation of God. Praise God. That's what he says. Yeah, oh. This is what he's saying. That there is only God that fills all in all. This is a consciousness. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. The inhabitants, everything you see is the Lord manifesting himself. Amen. You cannot get these things unless you become spiritually minded, where you can hear the voice of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And how can we know this? He goes on to explain to us who will ascend. It's in your ascent that you can see and understand that the Lord is the one appearing in all things. When you begin to understand that, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one, the devil disappears. Because if you say there is the Lord and there is the devil, that means you are double-minded. Somebody said, but are you trying to say there is no devil, Pastor? I will tell you who the devil is today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is God that is appearing in all things.
Amen.
And we can only get here through a higher level of awareness. That's why it says, who will ascend God's holy hill? Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall stand in his holy place? Remember Moses? What happened to Moses? When Moses got to a place, God said, stop there, remove your sandals, you are standing on holy ground. God was trying to show us that Moses was in the ascension. I told you Moses never died, and you are seeing the secrets here. God is showing us the secrets. Why nobody found the body of Moses? You see the secrets. God told Moses, you are standing on holy ground, remove your feet, your sandals. And from that time onwards, Moses will appear to the Egyptians as God. God said, you will appear as God before the people. When Moses appeared, it was God appearing. Why? Because he was standing on holy ground. He had ascended. He was no more the serpent man of the dust. Moses was no more walking in the carnal nature of the natural man. I've told you, all men have what we call the mark of the beast. The beast is the serpent nature of man. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you are just seeing around in the world, you're actually seeing people with double tongues, and the double tongue that you see coming out of a snake is actually saying there are two, there is man and God. That's the lie. When you say Satan is a liar, somebody say, but Pastor, this is getting too deep. The Bible says all men are
liars.
Why are all men liars? Because they believe that apart from God, there is something else. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is where our consolation is. Brethren, you have to know these mysteries, because your only victory to life in this world is to recognize the mystery of this one that lives, that inhabits eternity. Hallelujah. Questo è l'unico modo, conoscere queste cose è l'unico modo per trovare la vittoria in ogni cosa. Some of us are tormented with beliefs, satanic beliefs, witchcraft. You know, lots of us from Africa, it's witchcraft. I know people who still wake up at midnight to fight against witches. And when you preach these things to liberate them, they fight you. They want to remain in that level. You see, what's the trouble, though? You are there to liberate somebody and he wants to remain in darkness. Some people have come to me year after year, pray for me the same thing about, look, your solution is to what? Ascend.
Amen.
Come up higher in the consciousness. And when you come up higher, those things will be as though they are not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you will now go forth to liberate other people. Hallelujah. Go down to verse 4. Hallelujah. He says, who shall ascend? Then he says, he that has a clean hand and pure heart, and has only lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important to understand what he's saying here. See, hallelujah. You know, the only way to purify yourself The only way to purify yourself is to have your eyes set on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
To have your eyes set on the Lord and the Lord alone. He says, the one that has not lifted up his soul to vanity. What is vanity? You know, when you go higher in the spirit, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Everything you begin to see is only God.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go higher in the spirit, everything you begin to see is only God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ gave a secret. He said, those that are in the dark. Now, these are men who are walking in darkness. Darkness is not when you go and do your rituals in the village and all those things. Those are just simply fruits of ignorance. The real darkness the Bible speaks about is walking in the natural light. Jesus Christ said, these are the words of Jesus, those in the outer darkness live according to parables. What are parables? Do you know everything you can see with your eye is a parable? He said that everything was created by him and for him, and without him was anything created. Everything you see in this natural world is simply a parable declaring the mystery of God. Somebody said, well, Pastor, what are you talking about? When you are carnally minded, what you see is just a parable. What you see is what your natural eyes and your natural mind, you know, tells you, and that's all. And if you live in that realm, you will die. If you live in that realm, you are actually annihilated from the life of God. That's why it says to be spiritually minded is life. To be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded, that is the mind that is focused on this natural world. It can't see beyond the natural physical world. But this is not the real world, brethren. Don't be deceived. All you are seeing is only parables. Anything you see with your natural eye is only temporal. For the moment, for the occasion. Everything speaks about God, declares the glory of God. So you have to look beyond it and see God. That is where you purify yourself. That is your ascension into God consciousness. You know, I'm coming for you. You know when Jesus Christ arose and went to the mountain? That is the ascent. Jesus Christ took three disciples and took them up to the mountain. He didn't sit down there doing night vigils and doing evangelism. When you walk in the light, you will draw people unto yourself. Doesn't mean you can't tell people about God. But Jesus was not down there doing evangelism. He was not out there, you know, making church and religion and all those things that people do. He was busy taking his disciples up into what? A high mountain. It's an ascension. Today, if you want to go up that high mountain, it's your mindset that has to be rearranged. There has to be a rearrangement. Putting your mindset in order, tuning it onto the frequency of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you go high up, you begin to see the realm of God. When they got high up, you know what they saw? They saw a man of light. They saw a cloud, a bright cloud, a light cloud, very bright. And the cloud covered this man of light called Jesus. And a voice came out saying, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. You see that when you go higher, that's what you see. You see the Lord's body. You see the Lord in his glory. You leave the realm of parables. How many of you have been to, I've been up to a mountain before? You agree with me that when you go up to a mountain, it's a different world. Everything changes. Everything just changes. It's a different realm. Everything is different. So when you go up high consciously, you begin to see God's realm and you see God in everything. You begin to recognize the brethren. You know, this is the cloud. Look at the clouds. You know, I thought I'm going to tell you certain things that I've experienced over the years. Hallelujah. You know, people like Paul, John, when you go up higher, you can actually sense yourself fellowshipping with them. Do you know that I can be so tuned in the spirit that as I stand here, even Paul can come and speak to me. John can come and speak to me. Jesus can come and speak to me. You know, I can stand here right now and a thousand can stand in this body and walk through me right now. Right now, I can stand here and begin to multiply bread. I can stand here right now and begin to do the same miracles that they did thousands of years ago right here. Because we are all knitted into one body. Hallelujah. So when you ascend, you become consciously aware of these things. Praise God. And it's a realm of delights. That is where the blessings of God rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why it says in verse 5 that he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. What is the blessing of the Lord? The blessing of the Lord is God himself.
Amen.
God is not blessing you with a wife or husband or new car or anything. Those are elementary things. Christianity is higher than that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now people hear these things and they leave. Amen. I just feel sorry for certain people. Can't we see that these things are temporal? They don't have a real value, eternal value. Have family, children, all this, they don't have eternal value. Mark my word. And they are very offensive to the air. Hallelujah. The natural man cannot accept this. Jesus Christ says, you have to leave all if you want to follow me in the regeneration. Leave all. Your human aspirations, your dreams as a man, leave all for the kingdom of God's sake. Leave all to gain God and his glory. And as you are doing these things, every other thing is added. You are not designed to suffer out of fear. Are you listening to me? You are not designed to suffer and to fear. I'm going to dedicate you, dedicate a community per voice, aspect. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's very, very weird. We understand what God wants of us. He wants you to go higher, consciously, in your minds. Change your mindset and things will work out for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one that multiplies the bread is there. Everything is there. God has not left you and God can never leave you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Who will ascend? Hallelujah. God's holy mountains. Praise God. You just understand. Go to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 52:1. So that I'll just go, you know. I want to do the English part first, praise God.
Amen.
Then I'll go for the Italian. Alright, is Isaiah 52 verse 1. Awake! Awake! Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth, there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of
Zion.
Can you see that you are children of Zion?
Amen.
You see when he said the daughter of Zion, he's talking about you. You see, daughters of Zion means that your origin is upon that high mountain. That is your origin in the first place. But you descended to the dust. What he say? He says, shake yourself from the dust. What is the dust? The dust is your natural sense of life. It's your carnal sense of life. Praise God. When we walk carnally, we walk in the dust. When we walk carnally, we sleep in the dust. We've made our bed in the dust. And that is why the worms and the caterpillars and all, they're having a field day on our bodies. Corruption is reigning over people because they live in the realm of mortality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So it says, awake. Awake, captive daughters of Zion. And when you are awake, God expects you are sent back to your place, your rightful place upon Zion. Oh, hallelujah. I just wish that God will open our eyes to see the great things that he has really prepared for those that love him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because in your ascent, you are loosing from all your bondages. People are in bondage. Even pastors are in bondage. Big pastors, big congregations, they are in bondage, in religious bondage. I remember some years ago, I was somewhere in London, and a big pastor was writing books and everything, and I shared a little message. And if you see the way this guy busted out in the congregation there. After the meeting, I went to meet him face to face to talk to him. And you could see he was scared. He wasn't sure. Of himself. He wasn't sure of himself. You see, these people, the Bible says that they promise other people liberty when they themselves are slaves to corruption. That means they are still men, natural men. And by their doctrines, what they do is to make you greater sons of hell. You know what the son of hell is? Hell where there is no peace, no rest. When you go to those systems of religion, they compound your problems. They make you live in greater fear and condemnation. So God sends his minister to deliver the people.
Amen.
But the minister is not accepted by the masses. They don't want him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ gave a parable of the sower. I just want you to understand certain concepts of God. Praise God. The sower sowed the seed. And while men slept, what happens? The evil one comes to plant his own seed. At the end of the age, there is a harvest. And they separate the wheat from the tares, and the tares are burnt up, and the good, harvest is placed in a barn. This is a parable, because those two actors are one person.
Amen.
The one that sows the seed is the same one that plants the bad seed, but there are two different states of consciousness. When you are awake, is the Father. Is the Father consciousness that works in you? Is God consciousness that works in you? That is the one that sows the seed. But when you go to sleep, the devil that you are fighting, which is actually your carnal self, sows the bad seed, which is your carnal reasonings. And let me tell you the truth, every problem you have today is because of your thinking, how do I put it, your superstitious beliefs of church, of God, of Christ, of everything. Is just a lie. I asked somebody, who is Jesus? Well, he says Jesus is somebody who came there 2,000 years ago. But Paul says, examine yourself to know if you are in the faith. It's simple. Don't you know that Jesus Christ dwells in you? Don't you know your true self is the Jesus that God wants you to know? If you don't know this, then you are dead. You are out of the faith. You are not in the faith of our Lord. Because we live the life of the Son of God who died for us. Christ lives in you. This is the mystery of the ages. If Christ lives in you, God lives in you, because I and the Father are one. Praise God. So what happens here is that the one who sows the good seed is the Father, is the elevated consciousness, the one who has ascended. You know what Jesus Christ says? I go to my Father, I'm your Father, my God and your God. It's not a physical movement. It's a spiritual ascension. Amen. It's your mind. Hallelujah. You can say that today. You can begin to say today, I go to the Father. I go to God. It's an ascension into a higher consciousness of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But when you go to sleep as a man, thinking that you are born, thinking that you are white or black, you are male or female, you are asleep. Hallelujah. When you go to sleep, that thing that is coming up and down is the devil. The devil manifests himself. You see, that mark of the beast. I hope people can understand.
Yes.
Let God give you understanding, brethren. Somebody say, but what do you mean? Can there be a temptation for us? We'll go deeper into all those things. Hallelujah. With time, I'm going to dedicate a message on Satan. Hallelujah. To this church. A deep message on Satan. Because when you know the secret of Satan, you can walk free.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Some people are having financial problems today. Health problems, many, many other things. All you need is your ascension into Christ consciousness. And when you do that, all your problems will go away. You are not poor, you are not forsaken. When you have God, all things are yours. Praise God. I can tell you, Jesus Christ had to borrow a donkey. He didn't have shishi in his account. Hallelujah. Yet the chicken man would go out telling people that everything that the Father has is mine. He was a chick, you know. Jesus Christ came and said, everything the Father has is mine. But he goes around borrowing the donkey. Donkey he didn't have. Hallelujah. You can see it is what conscious would not live by sight, but by faith. We see into the invisible, because the invisible is the real world.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So at the end of the age, what God is doing is burning away all those chaff, the lies that we have planted in this garden, in this body, all the lies of religion, all our beliefs of juju, witchcraft, all our beliefs of rapture, and all those things of men. God is burning it away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be dissolved with unquenchable fire.
Amen.
When truth comes, darkness must be away. The fire of God does not destroy the souls of men. The fire of God destroys the lie. The fire of God destroys that which is destroying you. God is not, there's no monster out there. He will be sitting down on a big throne and watching you roast like barbecue forever and ever, and the angels will be there laughing. God is not a man. We try to make God in the image of a man. Hallelujah. The things that we cannot do, God can do it, have you? The wickedness that a man cannot do, God can do it. Jesus Christ said, you be wicked. You be wicked. How much more your Father, who is love? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.